Monday between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Talking of local football managers, one of them is here now, Peter Shurtliff, the Mansfield manager, giving his reaction to Darlington 1, Mansfield 0 with David Jackson.
Well, Peter, another defeat, but this was miles better, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'll take that. Unbelievable strike for the goal. It was unbelievable, really. I mean, one of their players had a shot and it was going for the pie man, and we got a block on it, and it went straight to Smith, who had one touch, and the second touch on the half volley smashed it into top corner from about 25, 30 yards. Sometimes you hold your hand up and say, well, you've lost to a very good goal.
Well, there is absolutely nothing you can do about a goal, although that's the sort of goal that's fit to win a World Cup, isn't it? I don't think anybody could have stopped that.
Yeah, it was a terrific strike. I was pleased with the players. I thought they did well and showed some good effort and some commitment, and the ball didn't quite fall for us. We had some good chances that we snatched at. I thought we played well. It's a difficult pitch to play on as well. It's a bit of a glue pot pitch, so... Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, impressive performance, I thought, from Nathan Arnold. A rare start for him on the wing, but he showed no fear, did he? Charging at defenders and sort of one bit getting back into a left-back position to make a tackle as well. He was all over the place.
Yeah, he's done well. He'll learn from that as well. And it's nice to see Rory Balding on as well. He looks strong and fit, and he's got a bit of pace, Rory. And I think with a bit more experience, he could be a force. But that was the word, experience, and they just edged it on experience, I thought.
You did ask a lot of questions of your players after the defeat at Rochdale on Saturday. Did you get the answers you wanted this evening?
Yes. Yeah, I was pleased. I was pleased with them. I was pleased with the commitment they showed. And like I say, I'll take that. If they give me 100% and have a go, I'll take it.
There's quite a few moments of seeing actually a lot of midfielders getting in some very tenacious tackles, getting really stuck in, which I imagine would have pleased you particularly.
Absolutely. We've said at half time we've made more tackles in 45 minutes there than we made in 90 at Rochdale. You can't not compete. As simple as that. We've competed. And if you lose to a goal like that, some days you'll win. It wasn't our day. The keeper's made some good saves. We've snatched at a few chances. The ball hasn't quite broke for us in the box. I think Muggs has had a couple of saves to make, in fairness. But to lose to a goal like that, I'll take it.
Simon Brown as well got himself an hour. He's come off the bench, of course, a few times before now. But to get him an hour under his belt, how much will that have helped?
Good. Pleased with him. Looked sharp. Looked like he was getting in behind defenders. And some of the players today push themselves to my four thoughts for Saturday.
Yeah, that gives you a problem to see for this weekend.
No, it doesn't give me a problem. It gives me a nice problem to have. And if players want to do that and show that commitment, then that's fantastic. I love that.
And just finally, although it is a defeat, and of course it's another game without a goal as well, because of the nature of the performance and the improvement in it, how much will that help you, do you think, going into this weekend?
Well, I'm sure it will. I'm sure the players will all of a sudden think, hang on, we know what the game's about again. So, in fairness to them, Rochdale, it was a bit of an iffy performance, in all honesty, and it was. But there hasn't been too many this season. So hopefully the penny will have dropped and we can sort of get back to what we were doing.
Okay, well, thanks for your time tonight, Peter. Thank you.
Peter Shurtliff, the Mansfield Town manager, in conversation.